live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time. Your favorite hour of the day is now underway. I am your host, Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you on what is a Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay, November 8th, 2019. Gotta love Fridays, right? The end of the week. The weekend is about to start. You have made it. Congratulations to you as we embark on yet another weekend. All right, folks. Well, it's always a busy edition. Anytime we talk about edition of the show, anytime we talk about Friday, because we got a lot to get to as we preview the weekend that will be pertaining to the teams and the sports you care about. Of course, we are going to talk about Michigan State football, as Michigan State football is coming off a bye week. Now, 2 weeks ago, we witnessed that shellacking at the hands of Penn State. And Michigan State will try to find a win against a squad that has been incredibly entertaining. You cannot deny that. Illinois, under Lovie Smith this season, looking like Black Santa Claus with that beard. I love it. Illinois has impressed so many people out there. This season has already produced 5 wins. For the Fighting Illini. So if Illinois does beat Michigan State on Saturday, they will become bowl eligible. Illinois, bowl eligible. How about that? And what will be the most successful year throughout Lovie Smith's tenure as head coach of the Illinois football program? So it's been a fun year. I mean, how about the crazy upset that was against Wisconsin for Illinois, and you saw the fans storm the field and the entire town just go crazy. College football went crazy witnessing that. I mean, it's been quite the year for Illinois. So they're surging right now. Illinois football fans are feeling really good. The complete opposite is happening here in East Lansing, because this team has performed below expectations. Those results have called into question the Michigan State football coaching staff. The news concerning Joe Bocci does not help. The quarterback of that Michigan State defense, he has been suspended, ruled out indefinitely after a failed drug test. His absence will certainly be felt tomorrow. So Michigan State, feeling a lot of pain and anguish when it comes to how this season has gone. But can they, will they get out of the doghouse tomorrow? We'll address that game. Also, I want to touch on some breaking news coming out of Columbus, Ohio, as the Ohio State Buckeyes will be without the best player on that roster. Some news broke today concerning Chase Young, the fantastic defensive end that will be your number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft. Chase did something, according to the NCAA rules, that he was not supposed to do. And that has now led to a decision to suspend Chase Young this weekend. I got some strong thoughts on that story, okay? We'll get to that as well. Also, on the back end of the show, we will be inviting Dale Beard to Current Sports. We'll actually have Dale, not on the back end, probably around like 1:30-ish. Dale Beard, he is a former Lansing area boys basketball great. He actually was Magic Johnson's point guard during that 1977 Lansing Everett State Championship run. Magic and Dale used to ball out together. They're really good friends to this day. I actually saw Dale Beard alongside Magic during the Earl Robinson celebration this past summer. Awesome, awesome stuff. And he's just a really good dude. You know, Dale and I, we run into each other many, many times. You know, me covering the local area sports scene here. I've talked to Dale many, many times and developed a friendship with him. And some great news came across the news wire today concerning Dale as he now takes over as the new head coach of the Lansing Sexton boys basketball team. Awesome stuff. Congratulations, Dale. Dale will talk about that new gig with us live here on the air around 1:30. So you don't want to miss that. And then on the back end of the show, we will have Reflection Friday for you, where we'll take a broader look of the sporting world. I want to touch on the Detroit Lions as they have a matchup this weekend against the Chicago Bears. I do briefly want to touch on the Pistons and more. All right, so we'll save that for Reflection Friday. So a busy, busy show. If you would like to be a part of it, pick up that phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also join the fun at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can watch the live stream there, just like a few of you are doing right now, and comment below that video. And you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. We've got Alec Rio behind the glass on this Friday edition of the show. Here are your quick hit headliners. Let's start here with Michigan State women's basketball. Yeah, as the Spartans will be in action tonight at 7 p.m. Susie Merchant and her troops as they will conclude a two-game homestand as they play Detroit Mercy, 7 p.m. MSU opened up the season with a dominating 85-50 win over Eastern Michigan on November 5th. Senior guard Shay Collie, she has been named to the Women's Citizen Naismith Trophy watch list as announced by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Collie is one of 50 players named to the initial watch list and one of 6 Big Ten players on the list, which, of course, that award goes to the best women's college basketball player for the year. That's awesome stuff that Shay Collie is on that list. The Spartans have been extremely effective closing out games over the last couple of years, winning 194 of their last 206 games when leading with 5 minutes left, including 144 of their last 158. So in Coach Susie Merchant's tenure, Michigan State is 229-18 when holding a lead with 5 minutes left. So if you're going to that game tonight and Michigan State has the lead with 5 minutes left, pretty good bet that Michigan State is going to win that game. All right, MSU's underclassmen also had a strong showing in that season opening win over EMU, scoring 66 of the Spartans' 85 points. Nia Clouden, she led the way with 23 points. All right, MSU men's basketball will be in action come Sunday, hoping to bounce back as they had that first major test of the regular season. First game out the gates in the Champions Classic out in Madison Square Garden in New York as they lost to Kentucky, number two Kentucky, soon to be number one Kentucky, by 7 points. The Spartans will not hold that number one spot anymore. So maybe that means some pressure, you know, being at the top. That's, I mean, when you're at the top, when you're ranked number one, you have a target on your back. So we'll see what happens. If I had to guess, Michigan State is still going to be a top five team, but we'll see when the rankings come out. They will host Binghamton on Sunday at 7 p.m. Cassius Winston, he hopes to continue doing what he does best, and that's being the guy for the Spartans. The scorer and also dropping dimes and getting his team involved. He is the QB of that team. He had 21 in that loss to lead Michigan State against Kentucky. All right, MSU football will play Illinois tomorrow for the first time since the disastrous 2016 season when the Spartans finished 3-9. Yeah, remember that year, right? That was the worst final record of any Mark D'Antonio coached MSU football team. For a closer look, yeah, 3-9. And I tell you what, this season, not that great either. It's better than three wins, but still. For a closer look at this matchup, you know, when looking at both Illinois and Michigan State, I mean, Illinois is a team that is really surging. MSU sits at 4-4, 2-3 overall in the Big Ten. Illinois overall 5-4 record, 3-3 in the Big Ten, on the cusp of becoming bowl eligible. And if they do accomplish that, this will be the first postseason appearance for the Fighting Illini since they took part in the 2014 Heart of Texas Bowl. So the last time these two schools met in 2016, as I mentioned, that was a Lovie Smith win. Actually, the third win of Lovie's career at Illinois. That was a 31-27 nail-biter. And that also marked the only time Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio had a loss to the Illini in four contests between the two. So the Spartans have won 12 of the last 14 matchups. Kickoff time for that game will be 3:30 p.m. inside of the friendly confines of Spartan Stadium for WKAR's coverage of that game. Follow me on Twitter at Al Martin WKAR. I'll be tweeting throughout that game from the press box, and Jack Kerwin and Alec Rio will be joining me for post-game and in-game coverage as well. All right, on the bright spot of MSU athletics, I want to bring up the MSU hockey team. And even though the Spartans went 2-2 against the Nittany Lions, the highest scoring team in the nation in 2018-19, they will take on Penn State in the new year starting tonight. All right, MSU's 6-4 victory at Pagula Arena on January 12th was one of the high points for the Spartans last year, and we'll see if they can start off the year with a dub against Penn State tonight, as the Spartans will take on Penn State at 7 p.m. tonight and 6 p.m. tomorrow. Both games on the road at Pagula Arena. The Spartans sitting at 2-4 overall. The Nittany Lions are 6-1, 2-0 in Big Ten play. Michigan State, again, which last year lost the first meeting against Penn State 4-2 on the road, scored 16 goals and allowed 16 in the four games versus the Nittany Lions. So Michigan State and Penn State tonight and tomorrow. And as I just mentioned, just weeks before the high school basketball season begins here in the great state of Michigan, one of the Lansing area's most historic programs has a new boys basketball coach. That being the great Dale Beard, who is now the new coach for the Big Reds. He takes over for Steve Fenimore, who resigned his position after just one season back in August. The Big Reds have struggled in recent years, going 2-19 over the last two seasons. Beard is a Lansing Everett High School graduate back in 1978. He played alongside Irvin Magic Johnson on that legendary 1977 Class A state title team. He was an assistant coach, if you remember, at Lansing Everett when the Vikings made back-to-back runs in the state Class A semis in 2015 and 2016. Those teams were coached by Desmond Ferguson. All right, tonight should be a fun night, folks. as high school football playoff action continues. District championships and regional titles are up for grabs tonight for Greater Lansing area football teams in the second week of high school football playoff action. The seven remaining teams in the 11-player playoffs are in pursuit of district crowns, while the 2 8-man squads are after regional championships. So tonight in D3, St. John's will take on DeWitt at Hazlitt. In D4, Fowlerville at Flint Powers. In D5, Lansing Catholic at Portland. D7, Kent City at Pawamo Westphalia. D8, Flint Beecher at Fowler. And then in 8-man football, when it comes to regional championship action, Morris at Deckerville in D1 of 8-man football. We actually had Connor Mathis on our show on Wednesday of the Argus Press, as Connor is covering that area in Owosso, Michigan. And Connor Mathis is going to be at that game, Morris at Deckerville, covering that. And we'll have him on next week to give us a recap of that matchup. And also in D2 of 8-man football, Kine North Huron will take on Portland St. Pat, as Portland St. Pat will host that matchup. So we wish all of our local Lansing area teams good luck tonight as the playoffs roll along. All right, the Detroit Pistons coming off a commanding 20-point dub over the New York Knicks, with Andre Drummond doing Andre Drummond things, getting the double dub, 27 points, 12 rebounds. Tony Snell was unbelievable that night. I watched that entire game, and Tony Snell, I believe he became like only one of like 8 players in NBA history with a minimum of 6 shots to go perfect from the floor. He did not miss a bucket. Tony Snell was amazing. He had 22 points on perfect shooting. Detroit scored at least 31 points, has scored at least 31 points in 3 of 4 quarters. That's without Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose. And once those two players get back, I'm sure that offensive tempo should keep on rolling. But for now, it's up to the young guns, as they will travel to Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight to take on the Indiana Pacers. Tip time for that one, 7 p.m. The Pistons are 2-0 so far against the Pacers, and both teams are struggling with injuries. As we all know, when it comes to the Indiana Pacers, Victor Oladipo is still out. He has not played a game this year, and that is particularly hurting my NBA fantasy basketball lineup. Got to get healthy, Victor Oladipo. Also, Miles Turner is questionable with an ankle injury. Jeremy Lamb is also out for Indiana. And for the Pistons, news did crack today that Blake Griffin has been cleared to return back to basketball activities, but as to when he will make his season debut, really don't know there. And Alec, I don't think we have an update when it comes to Derrick Rose, do we? Is Derrick Rose still out? I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, he's still out as of what I know right now.
Gotcha. So you have that as well. And Reggie Jackson is still dealing with that pesky back injury of his. All right. The Winged Wheel, Detroit Red Wings. Yeah, they've been abysmal this year. They have lost their last 4 games by at least 4 goals, and have only won once in the past 13 games. It has been...
What?
Yeah, it's been really, 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 really bad, Russ. But the Wings continue action as they face the Boston Bruins tonight, 7:30 p.m. at Little Caesars Arena. This will be the first game that Robbie Fabry will play after getting traded to the Wings from the St. Louis Blues in exchange for Jacob De La Rose. That game will take place on the NHL Network. And Alec, when it comes to the Wings, they play at LCA tonight. You know, I'm going to have a brief rant about ticket prices at Spartan Stadium in light of the unfortunate year that MSU football is having. I'm wondering, I mean, what are ticket prices for the Wings right now? I mean, you can probably go to a hockey game to check out your Wings for pretty cheap, right? We have to Google
it. Yeah, I can imagine. I'm looking it up right now, but I have heard that despite how bad a team can get or how empty the seats are, I mean, have you noticed last year the Pistons and Red Wings game, there was nobody there at any of the games? And I have a feeling it's because of how expensive it is, and I'm about to check on Ticketmaster right now to see.
Well, I think it's this, Alec. If I had to pinpoint, I mean, nobody wants to see a losing franchise, you know? I mean, sure, it's a cool date night, but nobody at the end of the day is going to spend money game in and game out to see a franchise that is throwing up L's left and right. If you win, they will come. I always say that. So, and you know,
I still think that fans are still getting used to both franchises being downtown Detroit. So the fact that they're losing does not help. And then they're in a new location. You know, I think fans are still getting adjusted. But you better believe if the Wings were one of the best teams in the NHL and killing the game, and the Pistons were doing the same, man, Butts would be in those seats, without a doubt.
Yeah, and so I looked at the Ticketmaster right now, and for the absolute nosebleed, section 208 in the way corner, row 11, it's still about $33.
Oh, see, you can go to a Wings game for $33. See that? That's, there you go. There you go. If I guarantee if the Wings were a much better team, you couldn't get tickets for $33 to go see them, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's hockey town. Come on.
Exactly. You know? So, all right, now the Detroit Lions. They don't have problems selling tickets, which blows my mind. I just think because it's the NFL and the NFL rules, no matter what, the Honolulu Blue will get a shot at another NFC North opponent. Traveling to Soldier Field, taking on the Chicago Bears Sunday at 1 p.m., the Lions lost a nail-biter to the Oakland Raiders, with the Lions having the ball at the one-yard line with less than 10 seconds left last weekend to go. But Matthew Stafford couldn't connect with tight end Logan Thomas in the end zone. Stafford threw for 400-plus yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in that contest. That one really hurt. The Lions sit as 2.5-point underdogs heading into that Week 10 matchup against Chicago on Sunday. Detroit has lost 4 out of 5, while Chicago has dropped 4 straight games after jumping out to a 3-1 start. 3-1 start, I should say. Bovada, PointsBet, DraftKings, and Bet365 all have the Lions as 2.5-point underdogs, I should say, for the NFC North tilt. So we'll see what happens. When it comes to the over-under, that is set at 41.5 points. So Lions and Bears, big game. Big game there as we now head into the back nine of the NFL season. All right, that does it for your quick hits headliners. Let's keep it pushing. Happy Friday to you all. Yes, you can just see the weekend staring right at you now. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of the week. And we thank you so much here at WKAR's Current Sports for allowing us to be a part of your Friday. I want to start right there. What you just heard were some just mind-boggling highlights from the Ohio State and Wisconsin game earlier this college football year, in which Chase Young, he does this every single time he steps on the football field, Chase Young puts on a show. Anytime he laces up the cleats and goes out there on the football gridiron, he is going to be your number one overall pick come the 2020 NFL draft. We all know it. Just a matter of time. This is a brother who is going to have a lot of endorsements. You'll be seeing him on your television, rocking out, I don't know, Sprite or Pepsi or Nike, who knows. He's going to have a lot of people knocking on his door to rock certain apparel and food items. He's going to be that good. But before he makes his cheese, makes his millions in the National Football League, let's deal with the breaking news that occurred this morning concerning the Ohio State defensive end. He's been the most dominant defensive player in the FBS this season. He will be held out of the Ohio State and Maryland game tomorrow because of a potential undisclosed violation of NCAA rules. Yep, the junior from Maryland, he will not play against Maryland due to a possible NCAA issue from 2018 that the Department of Athletics is looking into. That's what the school announced in a release. So when this news broke, a lot of people said, uh-oh, what did he do? I mean, this is Chase Young. This is the guy for the Ohio State Buckeyes, the most talented player on that roster, Heisman Trophy candidate. If they lose him, that's going to hurt. I mean, even though Ohio State is still so talented in various other areas, I mean, Chase Young is the real deal. So you lose him, that's huge. That's headline news. So then you begin to speculate a bit. You know, when I heard it, okay, I immediately, maybe because I'm hypersensitive right now as I cover Michigan State athletics because of MSU football and the news concerning Joe Bocci, I don't know, I immediately thought of, oh, okay, well, maybe he had like a substance failed drug test problem like Joe Bocci did. I don't know. That was the first thing that came to mind. But then we saw Chase Young give you his side of the story at exactly 10 a.m. this morning. He tweeted that he had accepted a loan. Again, this is according to Chase Young. This is Chase Young's side of the story. Chase Young accepted a loan from a family friend and is in the process of working with Ohio State and the NCAA to be able to play again. This is exactly what he said. I'll read you his statement word for word, courtesy of good old Twitter. Quote, unfortunately, I won't be playing this week because of an NCAA eligibility issue. I made a mistake last year by accepting a loan from a family friend I've known since the summer before my freshman year at OSU. I repaid it in full last summer, and I'm working with the university and the NCAA to get back on the field as soon as possible. I want to thank my family, teammates, coaches, and the whole Ohio State community for all the love and support. God bless, and go Bucks. So, again, this is the side of Chase Young. We have not heard anything from the NCAA and their side of things as to whether or not this is true. But Chase Young putting it out there, I mean, right now I'm holding this is true. I don't know why Chase Young would lie about, you know, what's going on. I don't know. Man, right now I'm looking at this, and if this is in fact true, and if Chase Young is telling the truth here, this is totally ridiculous. And it is just further evidence that some things have to change rule-wise when it comes to college athletics. It's upsetting. It really is. You know, to quote former current sports production assistant, former Michigan State football great, now term broadcaster, and also high school football coach, he's doing great things. I'm very proud of him. Darian Harris, in a tweet, He said it very eloquently. Quote, suspending a kid for taking a loan from someone, I'm sure is practically family, which any other citizen of the country does regularly, is just ridiculous. Can't pay players, but when players may need money to live, you can't even get a loan. Hashtag change is coming. My thoughts exactly. It's ridiculous. If this young man needed money and Chase Young hit up a family friend and said, hey, man, I need some moolah. Can you help a brother out? I need a loan from you. Takes that money, uses that money to do whatever. And then on top of that, he even paid the money back. That should be none of the NCAA's business. Period. When I was in college, if I needed a loan, and I needed multiple loans when I was in college to get by, a struggling college student on a budget of, what, ramen noodles? I hit up the fam multiple times on the weekend. Hey, grandma, grandpa, your mom, pops. Yeah, you think you can shoot a brother, $50, $100 for the week? Kind of struggling a little bit. And they were gladly like, oh, sure, baby. We got you. And then, boom, that money would be in my account. It was not a violation. It was not against the rules or against the law to do that. That was my own personal business, and this should be the own personal business of Chase Young. It's ridiculous, and I'm so glad that finally we're having the conversation, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition in recent years here, thanks to lawmakers getting in the game here and finally pushing this whole thing to allow college athletes to get paid, to do what they want with their finances, to hire an agent, long overdue. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but this is America. And no, I'm not talking about in the context of what Childish Gambino was talking about in his joint, okay? This is America, land of the free. You should be able to get a loan from a close family friend and not have it be an NCAA violation where you're sitting out a game. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Bruce Feldman weighed in, quote, speaking to an NCAA compliance expert on the Chase Young situation, quote, if it is a loan he repaid and can prove it, one game suspension might be enough. Hashtag Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, he'll sit out the Maryland game, and I don't think he'll sit out more than that, longer than that. If I think it will be a one-game suspension, especially if he paid the loan back. And, yeah, if he can prove it, I mean, well, why punish this kid even more? But then I sit there and think to myself, if I'm Chase Young, I am highly upset. I am frustrated that the NCAA is all up in my business about a loan. Do I even want to play the rest of the season? This is something I think about when it comes to big-time college athlete talent. Because it's real. It's like, okay, I'm going through this nonsense where the NCAA, the institution, is punishing me for this crap. Why? Knowing that I am pretty likely, it's pretty likely, it's a good bet that I am going to become the number one overall draft pick in next summer's NFL draft. If I know right now that if I didn't play one more game with Ohio State, then I'm already going to be a millionaire and be the numero uno pick come next year's draft, why would I even want to play anymore? What do I have to gain? Personally, what do I have to gain? I am a guaranteed millionaire if I don't play one more game in the Scarlet and Gray. You want to do me like this? Cool. I'm done for the year. I would seriously think about that if I was Chase Young. Now I know there's probably some people out there listening and saying, Al, isn't that selfish? You're Ohio State. You're the number one team in the nation. Don't you want to win a national championship? Don't you want to be there for your team? Don't you want to win a ring? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but at the end of the day, when something like this happens, man, this is personal. When something like this happens, you're not looking after me. You don't care about me. It's all about these stupid rules and you protecting your bottom dollar. We don't get paid anything, but when I need some help and want to hit up a homie of mine for some moolah, I get punished and I got to sit out a game. Heck, I might go the Joey Bosa route. That's what Joey Bosa did. Did Joey Bosa not do that? Did we forget that? You know, I love the tweet from B. Miller 4164. I just found this tweet online. he laid it out pretty well here. Play defensive end for Ohio State. Sit out rest of year. Get drafted in the top five. Dominate. Chase Young is following the winning formula at Ohio State. That's what at B. Miller 4164 tweeted. Yeah, because that's what Joey Bosa did. It's the Joey Bosa comparison. Joey Bosa got in trouble with the NCAA for what? I still don't think we really know what happened there. But he decided to do. He said, all right, I'm done. And he played defensive end for Ohio State. He said, I'm done. I'm sitting out the rest of the year. I'm going to be a top five NFL draft pick. He got drafted to the NFL, top five overall. I believe he was, what, number three? The number three overall pick. Millionaire. Boom. Could care less about college athletics after that. That's how you want to do me? Okay, cool. Cool. And also, love the tweet from Mike Greenberg of ESPN. If a person receives a loan from a family friend, that should be no one's business but the lender and the lendee. If this is true, and Chase Young is telling the truth, and this is what has led to his one-game suspension right now, change has to come. All right, that's off my chest. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we still got MSU football as they take on Illinois. We'll preview that matchup in just a moment, but I do want to get to Dale Beard. He is the new head coach of the Lansing Sexton boys basketball team. Dale Beard will join me live here on the air in just a moment. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I didn't expect to get that angry in segment one. I'm sorry. I got a little heated here. I still feel the steam coming off my forehead, Alec. I didn't expect. I just wanted to touch on it, and I just kind of went. But it just frustrates me, man. The system has to change. And again, if I know. I got to be journalistically correct here. We have not heard from the NCAA, so we don't know if, in fact, Chase's claim is true that he took a loan from a family friend. But if this is true, and this is why he's being punished, ridiculous. That's all I'm going to say there. I'm done.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
You get me started up again. But, yeah, but it's crazy. If you wanted to call mom and pops right now and say, hey, I'm in the jam. Can you shoot me some money? That's your business, Alec. That is your business. The NCAA, if you were an athlete, shouldn't be prying into that. All right? MSU shouldn't be prying into that. It's ridiculous.
It just bothers me because, you know, families in lower income, you know, neighborhoods, right. And, you know, families just like that. That's the only people it hurts because, I mean, when you got Billy who's got parents who make $100,000 a year, that's not going to affect them. You know, they're already fine off as is, but to... You know, for this to happen simply because of, you know, a transaction that happened last year, you know how petty you have to be to bring up. That's like a girlfriend bringing up, hey, you remember that thing you did last year? You know, I'm going to punish you for it now.
Or
I'm gonna...
she just always brings up that one thing you did last year.
Exactly.
Well, in the relationship, it depends on how bad that thing was last year. But I get it. I totally don't bring up the past. Right. I'm wondering, why did it take this long?
I know.
Like, why? I mean, this was a violation in 2018. That's another layer, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Why did it take this long for the NCAA to issue down a punishment or a one-game suspension? Now, I will say this. If Chase Young does indeed, you know, if this is just a one-game suspension and he's allowed to come back and play out the rest of the year, wow, what an ideal time for Ohio State, right? Even though they've been molly-whopping teams all season, against Maryland, where they're already a heavy favorite, they don't need Chase Young this weekend. So it kind of works out for Ohio State as the year goes along and they're really competing for a Big Ten championship and, you know, then a college football playoff appearance. If they do have Chase Young available for those times, then it matters most. So this kind of works out for Ohio State if indeed it's just a one-game suspension and he's allowed and he wants to play throughout the rest of the year. So
and it also depends on how much money he accepted. That's how long the suspension could be. I know.
It should not matter. I don't care if he accepted, if he had a loan of $3 million that he got from a family friend. If that $3 million loan was given to him, that is nobody's business. Nobody. And the thing is, he paid it back. Now, you may think to yourself, okay, if it was a $3 million loan, how did he pay that back? I mean, that would, yeah, you wonder there and ponder a little bit there. But, hey, it's none of our business, okay? At the end of the day, your business is your business. Okay. Well, a story that became everybody's business today. in a
great
good way.
Segue.
In a good way. In a great way, actually. Was the news that Lansing Sexton boys basketball has a new head coach taking over for the great Steve Finnemore. Will be, if you haven't heard, the great Dale Beard, who got his first taste of high school basketball coaching when he returned to his alma mater a few years ago as an assistant coach under Desmond Ferguson at Lansing Everett. Well, he will man his own squad this upcoming year as the new head coach of Lansing Sexton. The great Dale Beard now joins us here on WKAR's Current Sports. Dale, how you feeling, my man?
Good, Al. How are you guys today, man?
It's always good chatting with you. Dale, just kind of take us through how this gig came about, how long you've been eyeing it, and also how long have you been wanting to be a head coach, head boys basketball coach here in the area?
Oh, man. You know, it started maybe like about 3 weeks ago, and when I found out that, you know, they had the reopened the job. And, you know, last couple of years I've been itching to kind of get back in it and, you know, just to kind of give back and you know, just make sure that the kids were, you know, going in the right direction. Not that they weren't with Steve. Steve did a great job. But just, you know, just to give back to the kids and the community. And just wanted to get back into it, man. And, you know, I missed it. The times I've been out. So I figured, hey, this is an opportunity. And, and I jumped on it and was able to be able to get the job.
Definitely. So you found out about the gig, you said 2 weeks ago?
About 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
So, 3 weeks ago is when you heard the opening for it, you should say. I should say.
Right, the opening. Yeah, when I heard this, there was still an opening for it. So I just kind of applied and threw my name in the hat and was really, you know, excited about it. So, you know, it all worked out for me.
Yeah, it certainly did. What was that interview process like, Dale, and why do you believe that you were the right candidate for this job?
You know, Al, I didn't know. I kind of, you know, threw it in there and said, hey, you know what, I'm going to throw it in here and see what happens. The interview was kind of extensive, you know, and I thought, you know, from hearing the other candidates that applied that it didn't go as long, and I thought, well, is that a good thing or is that
right.
a bad thing? So once I put my name in there, man, I just kind of just wanted to, you know, pray for it, and it all happened. So, you know, I'm happy.
That is awesome stuff. So you ideally just kind of took a leap of faith and said, hey, why not? Let's see if I can get this thing.
Right.
That is awesome stuff. So for you, Dale, I mean, you're taking over this program. Again, it was once under the leadership last season under Steve Finnemore. I'm wondering, have you had any conversations with Steve about the young men that you will be coaching this upcoming year? Or if you haven't, will you reach out to him and kind of pick his brain a bit?
No, I haven't reached out and talked to Steve. I figured, you know, some of the guys that are returning, I'm going to meet with some of those kids next week and kind of get a feel of some of the returning guys We got some trials coming in a couple of weeks, and I'll see a bunch of them. I'm gonna have them all together instead of having like separate times or tryout times. And so I'm gonna have them all at one time, so I get a chance to look at all of them at once in a couple of days. So we really haven't talked and about anything, Steve and I. So I'm just gonna go in and see what they got there.
Definitely. And like you just stated, I mean, you still had to meet with the team and you now begin the preliminary stages of putting together what will hope to be a great first year for the Big Reds under your leadership. For you, Dale, when looking at this team and what you know, the very few that you know right now, again, you haven't talked to the young men just yet. What intrigues you about this team?
Well, you know, it's just that I think with, you know, the experience I have and the knowledge for the game, I think it's all going to, you know, boil down to them buying into what I want and what I'm going to try to do. And I think once we do that, I think things will be a lot easier. It might take a little process doing it, but I think by midseason where they can figure out, hey, this is what, you know, we want to do and how we want to do it, I think they'll feel better about themselves. And just to bring that camaraderie back with them, you know, I think in the past from some of the players or some of the coaches that I've talked to, they just didn't have that camaraderie with each other. So I think that's going to be a big part of it too. So just doing those things, I think it'll bring some more flair back to Sexton and the fans and the community. And because, you know, Sexton is one of the traditional schools here in Lansing. So people say, well, you know, what about Everett? I said, well, yeah, we kind of there. But Sexton's kind of been that team for that school for a long time. So hopefully I can just bring that back to the community and to Sexton.
Dale, what do you want a Dale Beard coach team to look like?
Ooh, you know, that's a tough question. You know, like I said, again, when I want them to be real organized. I want to be an organized team. I want us to play together. Right now, like I said, it's hard to say because I don't know the players. I haven't seen them play yet. But, you know, my goal is to really have a close-knit team, guys who want to win, you know, and that type of thing. And I'm hopefully to do those things. If I can change those things, I think, you know, we'll be pretty successful this year.
So, Dale, you know, when you get a job, you know, as soon as it's announced and you're trying to get your feet wet and figure out things, I mean, where do you start as far as your own individual preparation?
Well, I sit down. I think this weekend I'm going to kind of, you know, get some stuff together and get some game plan stuff together and try to figure out, you know, what direction I want to go in. I know what direction, but I just got to put it all together. And I want to, you know, be together before I go in there. And I don't want to, you know, have to think about what I want to do. I just want to go in and do it and get it done. And I think if I do it that way, I think it'll be better. Because if you go in thinking about it, I think that's where things start to, you know, go the other way. So I just want to make sure that I'm all organized and when I go in there and just have everything laid out. And so from day one, November 18th, when the first day of official practice, I'm going to be ready to go.
A part of your squad as you put together your assistant coaches. Who's going to be a part of your coaching staff?
I haven't got those yet. I haven't got the assistant coaches yet lined up yet. There's a couple people that I have in mind. JV coach mm-hmm. Clarence Haffel. He's probably going to be possibly one. Dominique Brown, who played football and basketball at Sexton. So he's another one. So just probably looking for a couple more that I'm going to try to get aboard with me. And hopefully, you know, we'll have, at least 3 or 4 man staff under me. So we're yet to still figure that out.
I got to ask this, Dale. Desmond Ferguson, you coached under Desmond when he was the head coach at Lansing Everett. You know, Desmond has gotten away from coaching now and is focused primarily on his business, which is Moneyball Sportswear. Is there any chance that he may be a part of your staff and, you know, you may see a little flipping of roles here or at least help out in any capacity?
Well, you know, Dez tried to reach out to me yesterday. I haven't got back with him yet, but I think he's probably going to be a little bit too busy, you know, this time around. I would love it because Dez and I were, you know, we worked well together. And Mike Johnson also, and he's also, actually, he's with Ray Mitchell over at East Lansing now, Mike Johnson. And so, but I think, you know, Desmond probably will be a little bit too busy this time around, but I would love to have him if he could.
Gotcha. And you know, when you look back at your time with Lansing Everett, I mean, you guys had a lot of success. You know, I mentioned earlier on in the show how you all made runs at, you know, state titles and were always in contention during those times. And, you know, it was great watching those Lansing Everett teams coached by Dez and, of course, you being a part of that staff. What did you learn being an assistant coach in high school basketball under Desmond Ferguson? What did you learn from him and what did you learn during that time that makes you more prepared for this now head coaching undertaking at Lansing Sexton?
Well, you know, I had coached head coach in the semi-pro league, and so I, you know, had some type of knowledge on how things work. I never had coached in the high school level, and neither had Dez. So we both were kind of going in blindsided on how this thing works. But we figured that, you know, all the back talk about, oh, you got to deal with the parents, oh, you got to deal with this, that all was easy. You know, we just kind of, you know, let that roll off our shoulders because we were there for the coaching of it and getting the kids prepared. And that was some of the things that we both learned from each other, me being a head coach before and at the professional level, and how to prepare kids for games, for practices, and, you know, teaching them to be on time, getting to school on time, getting to class on time. So those are some of the things I think that I'll bring to this year for the kids, because sometimes they get, you know, bored or get the drifting off on something else, and then you lose them. So, but for me and Dez, you know, we learned a lot from each other, and again, I'm gonna reach out to him and see if he's got time. So if he got like Tuesdays and Fridays free, I'm gonna tell him, hey, you don't have to come to practice, come to the games, man.
There you go. You hear that, Dez? Hey, Dale wants your help, man. All right, get away from the Moneyball Sportswear just for at least 2 days out the week, okay, Dez?
That's right.
I love it. I love it. All right, Dale. Before we get you out of here, man, you know, I know it's so early to be talking about expectations and X's and O's and wins and losses. But do you have, and of course, I mean, it's such a stupid question. You know, when you hold these interviews, when somebody first gets a head coaching job, you know, how many games you want to win? Of course, you're trying to go out there and win every game. I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? It's such a stupid question.
Right.
But for you, Dale, looking beyond wins and losses here, what will you consider to be a successful year in year one of your tenure?
Well, in the year one, I want to win, you know, every game. So as long as my kids are out there playing hard and giving it all they got, I think that would be more of a win for me, because that's me, because I've been a winner and I know what it takes to win. And so at the end of the day, if they're out there and they're playing their butts off and you know, we fall short here or there, those are things I'll work on as a coach to get that, to get them better at what we're lacking. So so just right now, man, just hoping that I can get them to play hard and know that whoever we play has been in a dogfight. And, you know, that's all I'm asking for right now. So after that, then if we're winning that way, then I'll continue doing the same thing, just getting out there playing hard every game.
That's awesome stuff. Well, I have no doubt you're going to have a successful year one as the new head coach of the Lansing Sexton boys basketball team. Dale, one last question. Have you heard from anybody? I'm sure you've heard from many people, but who have you heard from congratulating you on the gig, my man?
Oh, man. You know, I'll have to send you my email and my Facebook page and all this, man. I have to send all that to you because right now, if I named all these people, man, you would be
we'll be here for another hour, right?
Right. But the guy that I did hear from is my dear buddy Magic. You know, he did call and congratulate me and, he would wish me well. So anything he said that I need, let him know. So, That was one of the guys that that I'm really happy to hear from. So other than that, man, it's been a lot of people.
That is awesome stuff. So you heard from Magic Johnson. That's where I was going next with it as well. So that's great. He gave you some advice and congratulated you. That is awesome stuff, Dale.
right.
All right. Well, Dale, thank you so much. We'll be in touch throughout the year, my man. I'll let you get back to work, all right?
Okay, man. I appreciate it, Al.
You got it. The great Dale Beard. Always love chatting with him. He is one great dude. Okay, and well-deserving of this honor. Let's hit our final break. Alec, we'll come back. We'll put a bow with about, 2 minutes left here in the show. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. One minute left here in the hour here on this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It's been a fun week. You know, Mike comments and says, Al, you had some very interesting folks on your show this week. Yeah, we had a great guest lineup culminated today with the great Dale Beard. That's really awesome that Urban Magic Johnson, he never forgets his roots. Magic never forgets his roots. Magic giving his good buddy Dale Beard a call to congratulate him on the new gig as the head boys basketball coach at Lansing Sexton High School. Dale Beard was Magic's point guard during those state championship days back in the 70s, both balling out at Lansing Everett High School. All right, 30 seconds left. Michigan State, we didn't do a Michigan State Illinois football preview. We'll talk a lot about that game come Monday, but I'm going Michigan State wins by 4 here. Won't give you a score. Real quick, Alec, what you got?
I got Illinois by 3.
Illinois by 3.
They beat Wisconsin, so.
I could see it going either way here. All right, folks. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. And be easy, people.